Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me a
dream. It's on the internet. Cutest that
I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two
lips like roses. It's a great program. And tell him
that his lonesome nights. Here's the Sandman.
The national debt is at $30 trillion, and each of us taxpayers owe $242,500, according to the U.S. Treasury. April 18th is just around the corner, and if you haven't filed your taxes yet, then you're in luck today because we're going to be discussing taxes. That's right, higher taxes are on their way. Is your retirement ready? Good morning. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, yes, I am in the San Francisco studio today. They call me the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions each week. Now, you can feel it in the air. Taxes are just around the corner. We got to file now on the 18th because the 15th's a holiday. And it's very likely with the debt at $30 trillion that we're going to be paying higher taxes in the future. So who's going to be paying the higher taxes? Well, are you wealthy? What does that mean? If you own real estate in the Bay Area, guess what? You're wealthy, according to some. And if you make a certain amount of money each year, well, you're also wealthy. So what does that mean in terms of your capital gain taxes, estate taxes, and how do you keep more of what you've worked so hard for in your family? Well, that's the information we're going to be going over today. And you're going to want to listen carefully to what you can do right now to pay less in taxes if you haven't filed yet, or if you're just taking a break and trying to figure out what you can do right now to pay less in the future, then this show is for you because taxes are going up. Now, let's get started. Well, the question came up this week. Is a ceasefire in the Ukraine a bullish catalyst for the market? Lots going on this week in the market, and I'm going to answer that question. No, it's not. We just saw the Russians start to pull out around Chernobyl. We saw Ukraine hit a oil refinery in Russia just last night. So a lot's going on over there. It's not over yet. But I'm going to say no, it's not a game changer, and here's why. First, the conflict has gone on way too long, and the surge in commodity prices will not be reversed due to the ceasefire. Consider this. February 1st, oil was at $84 a barrel. Now, $104. Corn, $6.25. Now, $7.44. Wheat, $7.80. Now, $10.40. And this one, natural gas, was $4 per cubic foot. Now it's $5.25. So commodities will decline on peace, but those markets won't likely return to pre-market prices, pre-war prices for some time. Second, to the point, the conflict has gone on so long that sanctions will remain in place for months and probably quarters to come. So some might be relaxed on a ceasefire, but I don't think it's going to be all over as far as those punishments go. So there's going to be additional disruptions to the global economy and global supply chains, and that'll just make slower markets overall. And you have to remember this, that Russia is the 12th largest economy in the world, and it's essentially been canceled by the private corporations. And they're not going to go back anytime soon, obviously, because they're kind of worried about what just happened. So that's going to impact earnings somewhat. And again, that's not going to be good for the market. So The last one you have to think about is none of this conflict is impacting the major issues for U.S. markets, which is the Fed. The Fed has continued to become more hawkish throughout 22, and we've seen the markets now expecting a 200 basis point, 2% rise in rates this year, and that's causing inversions. Now, I'm going to get to that in a minute because I've been talking about that a lot, but I just want to be clear. The bottom line here is that a ceasefire and even a lasting peace in Ukraine, I don't think will be a bullish game changer for the market and push the S&P through 4,600. Let me be clear about that. All right. Next, the economy. How about the economy in the U.S.? I got several calls this week. Is it over? Are we going into a recession? And there's reasons for that. You heard a lot of news this week about inversion, 10-2. We'll talk about that in a minute. But are we going into a recession? First of all, the jobs report that just came out was a little too hot, in my opinion. What does that mean? Well, first of all, we had the unemployment rate fall to 3.6%. That's very low, which is good. We also had the wages year over year increase by 5.6%. That's pretty strong. It means people are earning more money. This is a signal of inflation, obviously. And so I am going to say this morning that I believe the Fed on May 15th will raise rates 50 basis points. You know, they just raised a quarter, but I think they're going to go again, and I think they're going to go at 50 instead of 25, and that's been sort of a speculation. But I'm going to call that this morning. Let's talk about inflation. Well, you got to look at the core PCE index. That's what the measure of inflation that the Fed looks at. And right now it came in at 5.4%. This is still the highest level we've seen since 1983. Think back to 1983. What was going on? Super high interest rates. Super high inflation. Oil embargoes. Remember all that? So we're seeing some of that right now. But the bottom line is the personal income and the outlays report confirm that the economy is pretty strong. There's still some cracks that are emerging, but I think overall the economy is still looking pretty good. Now let's get to the 10-2 inversion, because this was a lot of discussion this week. Because typically, as you know, students of my show know that I say the 10-2, when it inverts, it's a yellow flag for equity investors. But it's just one data point. I want to be clear about that this morning, because a lot of you are asking questions, and I want to be clear. So when you listen to this, you understand what I'm saying about the portfolios overall. Okay? I'm saying right now the bond market is signaling caution. There's a difference between caution and red lights, red flags. Okay? We're not seeing red flags. We're seeing yellow flags. For those of you who drive around the track, you know what a yellow flag means. It means you can keep driving. Just be cautious, because there may be something, especially if it's a waving yellow flag, of an accident around the corner. But a red flag means stop. It doesn't mean you can keep going. So right now I'm saying yellow flag. Now, this is the first time we've seen this past week since 2019. And while historically the indicator is reliable when the inversion lasts for at least a month, underline that, a month, write that down, 30 days. We need to see the inversion for 30 days. And here's the and. I need to see other parts of the curve also invert. And you may say, like, what? Well, what, Dave? You've been talking about this 10-2 forever. What else are you looking at? Well, we look at the three-month yield on treasuries as well. The reason I do that is the three-month yield follows the Fed fund policy rate. Okay? I'm trying to make this clear, so I'm trying right now. Right now, it's only 35 basis points. The Fed policy rate right now is 0.35%, way less than half of 1%, because they just started raising. The two-year treasury right now, which tracks what the market thinks the Fed's going to be at in 2 years from now, okay, that's at a 246. 2.46%. So yes, it's inverted because the 10-year closed at 2.37. So we're seeing an inversion now. The 2-year is paying you more than the 10-year. But unless certain things happen, I'm not yet getting concerned. Okay, I want to be clear about that this morning. Also, I went back and looked at historicals. Check this out. It typically takes 15 months on average for a recession to arrive after the 10-year to inverted. Okay, so just again, mentally think about that. It's 15 months from this past week on average for us to go into a recession. So I'm going to call this morning, I'm going to say we're not going to have a recession in 22. I know that may be controversial, but you heard it from me. Okay? That's what I'm saying right now. And markets have rallied above 7% on average during these same periods of time. Let me tell you the research. 1978. Remember 1978? Recession started 17.5 months after the inversion. 1988, remember that? That's when I first started getting involved in stocks. I'll never forget, I called my broker at Bear Stearns in San Francisco and I bought some, gosh, I remember, OxyPet or something crazy, maybe Sun Microsystems, I don't remember. I remember I bought the stock because I heard about it from a friend at college and I went and bought the stock and next thing I know I lost half my money and I thought, wow, it's not the way to go, right? 1988, recession started 19.6 months after the inversion. 2000, I remember that really well. That was a long one. 14 months after the inversion. 2006, think about that time. 23 months. And get this one. 2019, it was 6.3 months till we saw the recession. But what drove the recession then? It was the pandemic. And that came out of nowhere. So I'll argue that that really wasn't a recession. It was more of a flash recession in terms of the longevity of recessions and time to work our way out of it. So just think about that. Think about all that as you digest the 10-2 inversion and your friends say, oh God, we're going to recession. Are we really? The U.S. economy right now is strong, as I said. Real GDP is good. I see it growing. So how do you position your money? That's what you want to know right now. I know. Because we're not heading into a recession in 22, I see modest gains in stocks over the next 12 months. You're going to keep seeing the volatility. I've been saying this since last December. Go back and listen to my podcast on the market segment. I've said it's going to be elevated this year, and it's going to remain. And I think we could have 1 to 3, you heard me right, 1 to 3 corrections during this time. That's normal. It's normal. So what you need to do is you need to look at U.S. large caps that focus on quality. You want value. You want cyclicals. You want large cap growth and technology stocks that are large when they present opportunities, because there's opportunities out there. You want to be diversified. It's critical during these type of environments. And globally, you need to have exposure to developed, international, and emerging. Those opportunities are starting to present themselves, because when Russia-Ukraine does end, those markets should do well, because China continues to support their economy with their black box approaches. Finally, bonds. Let's deal with that right now, because I know a lot of you are saying, bonds are down, Dave. What should we do with our bonds? Well, listen to this. This is what the research shows. I believe fixed income is a valuable part in your portfolio right now. Why? Because the bonds have priced in the aggressive Fed. It's in there right now. So you jumping out is the exact same thing you do when your stocks drop big time and you get scared. History. You remember history? It shows that when investment grade bonds underperform to the magnitude we've just seen, the next 12 months have typically seen better performance And these bonds will help you during the market volatility that I just talked about, because it's coming. Okay? Fair enough. Are we all good? Next week, consumer credit, factory orders. Pay attention to those. Is your financial plan ready for higher taxes in the future? Do you feel like you're paying too much taxes right now on your investments? Well, if you're in that camp, when I come back, I'm going to teach you how to pay less in taxes on your investments and not make silly mistakes. This is The Sandman. I'll be right back.
What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be.
You can ask The Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Open up the window, let some air.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network this morning. And let's face it, the government has spent trillions of dollars over the last few years. We have rising interest rates now. We have inflation. And we've got a government debt. It's over $30 trillion. Think about that. Each of us who pay taxes owe more than $250,000, according to this new number. So what are they going to do? Well, you heard it this past week. President Biden was talking about the new $1 billion reduction, which comes in the form of tax increase. And you know who they're picking on again? The, quote, wealthy. And if you own real estate in California, well, guess what? There is a target on your back. It's that simple. So today we're talking about higher taxes and what you can do to keep more of your money in your family, since April 18th is just around the corner. And speaking of that, if you're trying to plan for retirement or survive retirement, or you want to know how we're doing in this market, the strategies we're using, I've put together a surviving retirement workshop. And we have several dates coming up at Five Crowns, which is a delicious place, best steak, I think, in the area. If you're down in the Southern California area, go ahead and go to our website, libertygroupllc.com, libertygroupllc.com. Click on the events tab, and you can register for the events right there, where you will get a good steak. All right. So President Biden was talking about his new tax plan. And as I was listening to what he said, and I went and started reading what they were talking about, it's obvious there are taxes in some shape or form, they're going to be going up in the not too distant future. And according to this new plan, you don't have to be, quote, wealthy to realize a capital gain. Heck, my daughter has been doing pretty well with her energy stocks this year. And she's going to know soon what capital gains are. She goes to sell those because you do have to pay tax on your gains. And currently right now, when you sell a stock, a mutual fund or a house, real estate, let's say you hold for more than 1 year, the tax rates are 0% in some cases. That's right, you heard me, 0%, 15%, or the top tax is 20%. Now, according to this new proposition, wealthier people, those who are single filers earning more than $450,000, or joint filers with over $517,000, are going to pay the 20% capital gain tax rate. However, I don't want you to be surprised if you're going to make more than $1 million or you realize a gain from a sale of stock or real estate more than $1 million that you're going to possibly pay under these new rules, not the long-term capital rates. In fact, they're talking about switching that on you to the ordinary income tax rate. And right now, that rate is 37%. So it's almost double what the current rate is. And this new legislation's looking at 39.6. They want to change it from 37 back to 39.6. And you say, well, they may not get it passed. You know, if we'll see what happens in November. Maybe it'll be a split Congress. Nothing's going to happen. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But what happens in 2025? Because the Trump tax law sunsets. It goes away. It just disappears one night. Boom. So 3 years from now, if nothing happens, which is possible, you could see your taxes go up on anything that you're going to think about selling then by as much as almost 20%. Now, don't forget this. You also have to pay the 3.8% tax on what's called net investment income. So your taxable interest, dividends, gains, rents, annuities, royalties. And this hits single taxpayers with a modified adjusted gross income over $200,000. And those of you who are jointly filing, if you have modified AGI over $250,000. So what can you do? Well, it might be time right now. Well, stocks are at pretty good levels. Real estate's at pretty good levels right now. I had a guy call me yesterday. Known him forever. He owns real estate all over the place. I love these guys who have lots of real estate but have no cash. You know, they're millionaires on paper, but they're figuring out how to scrounge up $100,000 to pay for an improvement on a property or pay their tax. I mean, it just boggles me. Really does. So I told him what I'm telling you right now. It's time to sell something, bud. But I got to pay. Yeah, you do. You got to pay the capital gain tax, but it's not that bad compared to what it will be. Think about that. And you need cash. What are you saving it for? When you die and you have all that real estate, who's going to step in and manage it? Who? And where's it going to go? And what's the taxes going to be on that, the estate tax? Don't worry, we're going to get to that. But what's going to happen with that? You can't take your $100 million to the grave with you. It's still in the ground, right? Still in the real estate, and someone's got to manage that. Okay. So it might make sense for you to sell some of that stock, some of that real estate right now that you've been holding for more than a year, given the valuations. And let me give you some other reasons to think about. Interest rates are going up, and that means that borrowers who could afford to buy your real estate, that's going to change. You know this. You've been through the 2000, the 2008 cycles. Remember those? Remember what happened to the real estate investors? They dried up. Banks stopped lending. Second, the Fed is going to start raising interest rates more aggressively. If you missed my market segment, go back and listen to the podcast, Market Session. You'll see what I'm talking about. But it's going to happen, and I'm going to say it's going to happen May 15th. Third, this really could be the top of the market. How much higher could it go and why? And what's the probability of that happening? If you're worried about higher capital gains tax rates, what can you do? How can you put a strategy together to look at that and make an intelligent decision? I know you're thinking about it, but what's causing you to pause? It's uncertainty. You don't really know, do you? Well, how about having a coaching call where you and I can talk through it? I can tell you what I've seen, thousands and thousands of cases, and we can figure it out together, and then maybe you'll make a better decision. Sound good? Pick up the phone. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. 866-776-8328. What are you waiting for? 866-776-8328. Talk to a coach who can coach you carry the ball into the end zone. Ready? Do it now. Coming up next, don't miss our popular They Say segment where we will share how the president and the state of California are taking shots at your kids on their inheritance. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander, The Sandman. We'll be right back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as The Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning. Hope you're enjoying the beautiful morning we're having here. It's what we're paying our taxes for, certainly. Well, tax time is just around the corner. It is, after all, April now. First quarter is gone. The markets finished down for the quarter. And now interest rates are rising. Looks like the Fed's going to raise 50 basis points here May 15th. And guess what? Your taxes are due April 18th. And if you haven't filed yet, then I've got some good ideas for you to take advantage of right now. And if you're thinking about your taxes for next year, then you've got to listen to our podcast. We've created this brand new market briefing. It's really cool. You got to go to Spotify or your iTunes and you want to type in this. Type in Protect Your Assets Market Briefing. Now, what's really neat is my team has created a, I don't know what it's kind of like a virtual drawing of me. I think that, well, I won't say anything, but anyway, it's there. You'll see my face. But more importantly, the content, it's about a little 2-minute, 3-minute, depending on which one you listen to. Briefing on what's going on. And if you want to know what's going on right now with the market, interest rates, taxes, your portfolio, you can get a quick briefing by typing in Protect Your Assets Market Briefing. And if you like it, please tell your friends. I really appreciate that. So tax time is just around the corner and we all feel it. If you own real estate in California or you have a stock portfolio, maybe you have some stock options, you're concerned because whether you're going to sell it or you're going to pass it on to your family, you know one thing, the government wants their fair share of it. And it can be scary because these numbers are high. These new percentages are high. And when you add the state of California on top of that, guess what? Yeah, it's a big chunk. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? Here's David Hollander, The Sandman's answer. All I
know is that I don't know. So here's one they say. They say that when you leave assets behind to your beneficiaries, and for most people that would be your kids, when they inherit your investments, your real estate, your stocks, they normally don't have to pay capital gains tax. Is that true? That depends. Yes, I'm an attorney and I can give that kind of an answer. It really depends. Yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we were on a Zoom meeting with a family. They had their son on one of the Zooms and the parents were on the other Zooms. And one of our CPAs was on the Zoom and the attorney, myself, and we were talking about the situation. And depending on how the son was going to get their parents' real estate, they have a nice property. The son wants it. He was really clear about that. They want to give it to him. They want their grandchild to enjoy it like they have all these years and like he did growing up. But they realize something. They realize that as their current trust provides, as he inherits that house when they both disappear, he's going to start paying instead of $12,000 a year in county taxes. It's going to go up to $65,000 a year just for the privilege of owning that house. Did you hear what I said? It's a $55,000 a year difference that he has to write a check for after tax, because you can't deduct that, just to own that house. That's what he said. But mom and dad, I can't afford that. If you own real estate, stock, or other investments that have grown a lot over the years, when you pass those to your kids, there's a rude awakening. Right now, I don't know if you read this. This just happened last week. They're trying to eliminate the step up in basis for, quote, wealthy individuals, which means that you're going to have to pay more taxes on the wealth that passes to your heirs. That's the first thing. Let me walk you through the scenario I just talked about. Johnny's mom and dad bought their property in 1984 for $180,000. Their current trust says that when mom and dad die, Johnny's going to get the house. It's now worth $6.2 million. If Johnny sold the house after the last of them to die, he's going to get what's called a step up in basis, which means that that $200,000 they've got in basis after improvements and all that sort of stuff is going to step up to the $6 million current value. And he's going to own or owe zero taxes on that gain. But if they eliminate the capital gain step up to Johnny, then Johnny's going to owe almost $6 million of capital gain, and the taxes on that, depending on his income, could be anywhere from 20% all the way up to 39.6 federal, depending on what they do here. That's what they're trying to do right now. If you think taxes are not going up, I mean, think about it. The national debt is $30 trillion, and it's rising every day. Go look at the national debt clock. You can see it on your Google right now. Go type it in. Look at the top left corner. You'll see it just keeps climbing. How are they going to pay it back? State of California is in the same hurt. Type this address in. boe.ca.gov/prop19. That is a website you can go look at. boe.ca.gov/prop19. If you missed this, go listen to my podcast. It's right there. You can just play it again. What can you do with that? Well, the state's trying to tax your kids in a big way, a big way. So if you're trying to keep that property in your household, keep the taxes at your current rate to the next generation, even though they've tried to destroy that legally because that now is the law, there are ways around it. Yes, we are attorneys. Yes, we have been doing this for over 40 years. Yes, we can help you. But you have to help yourself. And you have to know how you will be affected because everybody's different. Everybody has a different situation. We have to walk through this with you. It's not that simple. Because in the case I just talked about, Johnny has a son. And mom doesn't like Johnny's wife. And mom would prefer that if something happens to Johnny, Johnny's son gets the house instead of the wife. Because think about it, the wife could marry some other guy, SOG, and SOG then marries some other gal, and some other gal's kids and gal gets mom's house. No, thank you. We want our grandson to get it. So if you're not having these sort of conversations with your advisor, then it's time to get a second opinion. You need to pick up the phone right now. We are attorneys. We are CPAs. We are financial advisors under one roof. And we can help you. But you have to have these kind of conversations. We can sit around a table. It's fine. Call this number, 866-PROTECT. Pick up the phone. Dial this number, 866-776-8328. Talk to a friendly member of my team right now. They're sitting there working on a Saturday. Want to talk to you. And they'll set up a time where we can sit down together, do a Zoom call or do a meeting at the office. Within 15 to 20 minutes, I promise you, you're going to say, huh, never thought about that. And what can I do? What can I do to help my family? 866-PROTECT. Coming up next, the death tax will go away in 2025. That is the law right now. How can you keep more with your family and give less to the government? I'm going to teach you how to do that when I come back.
You can ask the Sandman questions and hear this show protect your assets hands-free anytime on your Amazon Echo smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, ask Protect Your Assets to play the latest podcast. Find out more at libertygroupllc.com/voice.
Now back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. If you liked that intro, that's my daughter ripping on the piano there. If you want to listen to any of her tracks, you can go to Spotify and type in Jacqueline Hollander, and you'll see her releases. That song's called Tell Me. Anyway, I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week. And we know the government spent trillions and trillions of dollars, and now the national debt's over $30 trillion, and higher taxes are most likely on the horizon here because we know that the current tax rates will sunset here in the next couple of years. They're going to be gone and they're going to affect you. So this morning we're talking about that, what you can do to start paying less taxes, because after all, as you know, you got to file here in a couple of weeks, and we want to pay less, pay our fair share, but how do we pay less? So in 2025, the federal estate tax exemption will be going down, meaning you're going to pay more in taxes. What do I mean? Well, in 2017, any estate worth less than $5.49 million per person was exempt from estate tax, the death tax. And then they had the TCJA, called the Trump tax. That exemption in 2022 is now a little over $12 million per person. Well, that will expire in 2025 unless Congress does something before that. I don't count on them raising it because of the national debt. And in fact, President Biden has said specifically that he wants to bring it down by a lot. You add to that very powerful senators like Sanders, and you've got some people who want it less than that. So let's just say that you do nothing and the Congress gets split and it just stays where it is, and then all of a sudden it drops. What's it going to drop to? Well, $5.5 million is the number. And if you have an estate over $10 million, you could have a problem if you're married. If you're single and you're over $5 million, you could have a problem if you're trying to pass assets on to your kids. Because the estate tax is 40%. 40%. That's not the income tax on capital gains or ordinary income. This is in addition to, you heard me right, in addition to those taxes. 40%. Remember, California doesn't have an estate tax. Well, that's nice. A little bit of a break there. But tax increases are on their way. It's just that simple. And if you have an estate, if you own real estate, maybe you have some life insurance, a 401k, you add everything up, that means that you're probably going to be paying some kind of an estate tax down the road. So what can you do? Well, here's a couple things you can do right now. Give away cash or properties while you're alive. This can help reduce or even avoid estate taxes later, even if they change the law. The general rule is that any gift is subject to the federal estate gift tax at the time of the gift. One of the exceptions to this rule is the $16,000 here in 22 that you can give per person during any year without having to pay any tax on that, even gift taxes. If you're married, you can double that to $32,000 per person. And if you're thinking about funding someone's education, you can use a 529 plan and multiply that by five. So now you're talking $80,000. You can do this year after year after year, not the 80,000, that's a 5-year advance, but you can do this 16 times 2, 32 year after year without paying any gift tax to try and reduce your estate. Now you may say, well, we got a little bit more than that. It's not going to really do it. Well, that's where you may want to take advantage of using some of your unified credit right now. You can file a gift tax 709 return, use up some of your unified credit, the $12.06 million. And if it drops later to 5, you're going to be okay. You'll still keep your 5, but maybe you moved 1, 2, or 3 out of the estate, and that will not be subject to estate tax. You know that nagging question you're feeling right now? That constant wonder in the back of your mind, have I done everything I possibly can? Do I have to keep paying more in taxes? Do I know if I'm going to be able to live the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to? Well, that's what we help you answer at the Liberty Group. We give people like you answers and help you make adjustments because our team consists of attorneys, CPAs, and financial advisors who work under the same roof. Not down the street, we're under the same roof. And by being a team, we can coach you across the finish line. If you're not getting answers to these questions or you don't know what I'm talking about or maybe you just haven't heard these sort of things, here's what you can do. You can set up a 15-minute coaching call or in-person meeting, if you'd like, by picking up the phone and calling this number, 866-PROTECT. Now, John asked me on a webinar this week, what if it goes longer than 15 minutes? Because I have a lot of questions. I said, John, as long as it takes. Okay? As long as it takes. Call us. 866-PROTECT for a complimentary review to figure out what you don't know. 866-776-8328. Like to give a big thanks to Protect Your Assets team for putting together a great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there working hard. Phil and Brett, thank you, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.